I may well have in my hands the ultimate journalistic recording tool. I know that's a pretty bold statement to make, but what I'm testing here is the audio quality of my Panasonic Lumix GH1, which in all intents and purposes is probably one of the most competent hybrid cameras for its price available right now. And when I say a hybrid camera, it's designed to do decent photos and decent video. I'd go as far as to say it could deliver pro photo quality and pro video quality in one device. But along with that, with the optional external microphone, surely there's no reason why it can't deliver pro audio quality as well. And I know I'm using the Lumix microphone, the DMW MS1, which is a stereo microphone that they kind of would like you to bolt onto the camera. You can buy a selection of other ones. There's the Rode one, for example. And some people on the forums are saying certain microphones are better for certain things. But say, for example, this is good quality and you're listening to it right now, there's no reason why this device can't be doing both pro audio, video and stills. And in the size of package that it is, that's a pretty good feat, and something that I should be contemplating and taking very seriously when I'm deciding what to throw in a bag to go on whatever assignment I have in front of me. So this is a test, and if it passes, I think we should probably get excited about not just this device, but the hybrid devices that are going to be starting to come out more and more. Oh, don't forget that the audio from a video, for example, because I'm recording at the moment, I'm recording in kind of 720p. I don't need to be doing that. You can upload that once you've compressed the file and everything into Audioboo, and it'll just extract the audio if you're using the browser upload this is. I will probably just open the file once I've imported it in QuickTime and just extract the audio and see how that fares. Let's see.
Let's see indeed. Bugger. You can't, on the new QuickTime, just extract audio. You can't even save as an audio file. So what I've done, I imported, and to save time, I imported with my Elgato Turbo 264 HD. Don't ask me to explain what it does. I hardly know what it does. I just know it drags complicated AVC HD onto the Mac and gives me a kind of immediately usable .mov file, MP4 actually I think it is, and then I just drop the MP4 into GarageBand, another free application that comes with the Mac, and now the MP4 was in GarageBand, I just deleted the video track and I've got the audio track here, and the audio track I'm looking at now, and I just clicked a red button at the bottom for me to add on to this. Doesn't really sound like quick action, but the audio wasn't bad, considering it was peaking constantly. I was literally right on top of the microphone. So if I was going to do this test again, I'm not, because I can't be bothered. I would be a little bit further away from the mic. A lot of background noise. Interesting to compare it to this internal mic, which is straight on my Mac now. So, ho-hum. I really should be doing other things rather than testing mics on cameras, really, shouldn't I?